Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hi, Frank.
I'm well, Benoit. How are you?
I'm doing pretty fine. I don't get to complain. As was one mentioning out there, I have some little brush up with the COVID compliant people of the beautiful city of Geneva, but I don't mind it much. I'm still quite happy about the situation. Nothing has changed.
That was really interesting that woman felt she had this power, wasn't it? That her phone gave
her the power
to influence you. And if you just laugh at her with her stupidity, I wonder if that's effective.
Well, I think that there is probably a Facebook rant somewhere with a picture of me smiling and giving the thumbs up. So I think it's all good.
Oh, I have people have a go at me all the time about those things, and I just mock them, really.
Yes, and I'm not angry at them for nothing. I mean, it's whatever they believe in, and they feel that it's important for them to enforce those regulations. It's sad, but it is what it is.
The last thing I said to someone who was doing that to me was, "Do you feel my breath can kill you? Do you think it's that easy?"
Well, what I am saying right now is that in my opinion, I don't believe that there is any virus. Of course, but what I am saying to the common people is that I want everyone to get inoculated with the virus, and
yeah,
the people that
have
to die will die, and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
So exactly. Whatever.
Which is what I've been saying right from the start. If it's true, let's get inoculated.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's no, oh, it's working, and people have a right to exist in the same world that I do, and as much as possible, I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. It's just that this lady seemed to be speaking loud, and I was not hearing what she was saying because I had my headphones on, but she gave her phone out of her pocket and everything, so it's not the way to do it, but they have the right to not be happy with what I am doing, and in the end, it's a private company that is owning those bus, and if they want people to wear a mask in the bus, it's only fair. I just chose not to do it, but that's my choice, and I have to accept the fact that it goes with some little inconvenience.
Yeah, it may not be true where a company operates in a capacity where everyone in the public is being urged to use it. So the ability for them to make laws about you wearing masks and so on may not be correct if they have no justification for it.
I don't know. And in the end, it will be something that will be too costly for me to fight, so whatever. But the case is that I did take a fine this week for not being far enough from someone on the street, on the bench. I was sitting with someone on the bench speaking. The police came, and apparently I will receive a ticket. So that one I will fight on the basis that there's no way the eye of the policeman is able to detect the distance between me and one individual. So it's basically a random assessment that the person is doing, but I don't know how successful it will be, and I think that it's about $150 if I have to pay it, or a few days in jail. So I don't know. Maybe I will take the jail just because.
I think you should look up the ways to deal with those fines from the Australian website, Know Your Rights.
Well, I think that it's just the fact that there is no, how can I say that? I'm Swiss, so I will try on that aspect. There is no instrument that was used to determine the distance between me and that person. So it is not a fair assessment, because there was no device that was used and that we can accept is legally the device that is the right one to detect if I was 1 meter 50 away from the person next to me. Absolutely not. I don't admit nothing to the police. I don't speak to the police except from giving up my identity, and that's about it. I refuse to answer any question in any type of setting. I don't know if I don't say if I was at some place at some time. I don't answer any question. Never.
Yeah.
That's the only way to go when you are in an interaction with the police. You have to say absolutely nothing. You have to state your identity because that's fair. That's they are able to ask you. But that's about it. Let them figure it on their own. You don't care. Even if you were innocent, even if you were there, whatever the case. I don't know. I refuse to answer.
Yes, there's no reason to, there's no sensible reason to answer questions.
Yes. No, nothing that you can say, even if you think that you are smarter, not you personally, but figuratively you.
Yeah, no, but think anyone that you are who thinks they're smarter that you is, know. Yeah.
Yes. They will not get through by saying anything to the police. In the end, if it's a serious matter, it will end up in front of a judge. And maybe at that time it will be useful to say something. But to the police, there's absolutely no usefulness.
Yes.
It's the case in every legal system in the world, in the end. If you are detained, you are detained, and that's about it. If you are free to go, you are free to go.
Yes.
Like I said, it's a different situation when you are in front of a judge, because, of course, there are bigger things at play. The real decision could be made. But the police, they can absolutely do nothing. And I don't think that, like, for example, on this mask story, I don't think that Indians refusing to wear a mask will land you in jail, because why would they crowd you with other people if you refuse to wear a mask? That makes absolutely no sense.
Well, I think the problem there is the idea that you're refusing. I mean, I keep talking about this a lot, I know, but the idea is that you don't refuse, but that you offer, that you counter the offer to wear a mask. I'm happy to do that on the basis that you can prove to me that a virus exists or something like that. You're really accepting the offer. You're not being belligerent. You're simply being logical, right? Logical.
Yes.
Thoughtful.
But it's a long debate that cannot be settled on a street corner while your identity is being controlled or whatever.
And you don't need to settle it. You just simply say, oh, look, I'm happy to wear a mask if you can prove to me that a virus exists or if you can prove to me that I'm a threat to you.
Yes.
And then they argue
in
with
the
you.
End,
or not. Most
in
people
the end, they all got
either.
It from TV. Yes, because they all get it from TV, most of them, or newspaper, or whatever the case may be. No one really knows nothing about that. No one really cares. They just want to be afraid because they have been afraid all their life.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Just look at the last fakeologist.com post I put on here called Marching Off a Cliff. There's a good man on the street. Set of interviews with young people in Vancouver, and most of them are completely oblivious to the entire vaccine narrative. They have no idea what they're taking, no idea about the risk, no idea what it's for. They're just taking it because they want to go back to the old ways of doing things. That's really the 99% of zombies. That's how they think, and that's what's dangerous to the non-zombies like us. That's the danger.
Well, in the Corona channel, I posted something that I got off of the Crow website for folks in Oregon. If you can go look at it, or I can read it to you right now.
Read it to us.
It says, it's something from OSHA addressing COVID-19 workplace risks. Oregon OSHA proposed permanent rule. Masking and social distancing indefinitely at businesses, retail, gyms, spas, bars, restaurants, farmers market, schools, daycare parks, beaches, contact tracing, and mandatory vaccination. Hurry and deliver your comments certified mail, preferably before deadline, April 2nd, 2021, to Department of Consumer and Business Services, Oregon. Lots of lead time to object, right? OSHA. OSHA's doing this. Do you know what OSHA is?
No.
It's workplace health and safety. Well, they have to rush it because if you believe this number, the vaccine injuries database, which is a voluntary database that may or may not be terribly complete, the number of side effects, and death is listed as a side effect, which is hilarious, is off the charts for the beginning of this year. I don't know if it includes much of March, but maybe it does if it's a real-time database. So if you believe those numbers, they're off the chart. So they have to hurry up before that information gets out there.
But most pharmaceutical products have deaths as a side effect. I don't know if you read through all those things.
Well,
but they all do, and the doctors tell you to ignore
it. This is the vaccine database where you can filter it to vaccine injuries, and they were just comparing it back to 2000. And this year, the numbers account for 50% of all the vaccine deaths. Yeah, we're just talking about quaxines right now. Even though this isn't a quaxine, it's a experimental biological injection, which is probably similar to chemotherapy.
It's a pharmaceutical product, yes.
Yeah, well, I know it is, but the point is, I'm just making a specific reference.
I understand.
That's going around today.
My point, though, is that the doctors have already indoctrinated everyone to not read the side effects and to ignore them. So if they hear side effects, it's like, don't worry about it.
Well, they shouldn't even be called side effects. They should just be called effects.
Exactly.
Or you could leave the mask behind. You really
don't need to cover your face with a diaper all the freaking time. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. You can act like your mask will save the whole world,
leaving common sense behind. Do you guys reckon people actually are dying from these vaccines? Like, do you believe that's actually happening physically in the real world?
I believe what?
Like, people are dying. Like, do you believe there are people getting these vaccines or experiments or whatever they are, right? These things that are supposedly just to save us from the coronavirus.
I think older
and then they're dying as a result of the vaccines?
Older people are. My mother's doctor told my sister, because my sister was trying to force my mother to get the vaccine, and the doctor from Kaiser said, he basically told her that, you know, children have been forcing their grandparents or parents to take these vaccines, and it didn't always have good outcomes. And he told my sister, you know, he saw a lot of people who felt guilty after forcing their elderly to take these because it had not good outcomes. He didn't actually say death, but he said they were very guilty about it.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Like, I'm not saying people aren't dying. Like, I'm not asking a loaded question. I genuinely don't know.
I think people are dying, but not because of the virus. They die because of the wrong treatments of the doctors.
Okay, yes, so Eddie, Eddie's voice, by the way. So Eddie, do you think these so-called vaccines are killing people, like as we speak right now?
No, I don't think so. Not in general. Maybe some, but it would be too obvious if many people would die.
Well, how many need to die to be obvious, though?
But wouldn't it make sense if in your terrain theory, because when you get poison in your system and your body's trying to get it out, and if it can't get it out, which happens with a regular flu, you do die, right? So it would make sense that people would have issues or even flu-like symptoms because your body's trying to pump it out.
That's if there's like nasty chemicals in the vaccines, but for all we know, these are just saline solutions. Like, for all I know anyway, I don't know what the hell is in these things.
Well, I tend to believe the VAERS database. So people are having reactions. I believe it's true. Now, I know you could go down the rabbit hole where you believe nothing. You have to sort of choose what you believe. And I tend to believe the VAERS database. I don't think any time in the history of the world has this many people been injected en masse ever. And whatever's in there, and it could be as harmless as saline, but we don't get to know. That's the problem. Just don't know what's in them. But people are definitely getting some kind of injection because I see them lined up everywhere.
Do you remember those videos from like a month or two ago where people were claiming that now they were shaking uncontrollably from the vaccines? Those videos seemed very suspicious to me, man. I was like, what is this nonsense? You know what I mean? What's going on here?
I don't know. There is atrocity propaganda. I agree with you. I don't know what's real and what's not. I don't know anyone who's died from an injection yet, personally. But I'm starting to hear about people that I know that are getting the injection. And no one has died that I know at this time. But they say they're getting the injection. I take them at their word. A guy I used to work with just told me he will not hang out with anyone from now on who hasn't had the injection. He will not see them face to face. That's what he just told me about an hour ago. I said, good.
Are you looking for a new job?
That the vaccine is working then.
I don't know what his, I don't know what his belief is.
I mean, that makes absolutely no sense.
Also, the fact is that in this day and age, people will do anything to get some attention. So, I mean,
you know,
I don't believe much, and I don't personally know anyone that did take the vaccine. I have a friend that was, I'm sorry, supposed to have it yesterday, but I did not have talked with him since. I don't know. I saw people in front of the vaccination center. That's all I can say. What is happening inside, I get absolutely no idea. But if it's a fake disease, it's a fake vaccine, it will make sense.
Well, the question is, does everyone get the quaxine that's meant for them? Or I'm not quite sure how it's working where I am, where you have to get whatever serving they're offering based, tailor-made to you. I'm not sure you get to choose. It's very confusing right now, and even the people that take it that I know are confused as to what they got and why they got it and all that. So I'm not sure how it's happening in every country. Could be different.
I know we've talked about this before,
but
it isn't a vaccine, is it?
No, it's not a vaccine by their traditional definition. It is not denatured viruses as they describe previous vaccines. It is a biological experimental injection. It is not denatured product extracted from those that have whatever the ailment is. So it's only categorized as a vaccine to indemnify them for legal purposes. They've just put it under that category. But it is not by their own definition a vaccine.
So it's all really situation normal that television or the people that run propaganda machine are simply employing the propaganda machine to achieve a result, and we don't know what result they're aiming for.
Oh, I think we do know the result they're aiming for. They've been laying it out for a long time, Frank. It's total control of human beings, everything they do, all their transactions.
Yes.
But how do you feel that the injection contributes to that total control?
Because if I told you, Frank, you need an ID, you need a digital blockchain ID to conduct all business, all your personal transactions, just because we need to record your activities for carbon consumption recording, for everything, and we want to get you using our digital currency so we can track you and make sure you're not avoiding taxes. If I told you that was the reason, I'm not sure I'd get enough of the population to help me with that wish. I think most people would say no, no, no. There's no good reason for the government and the powers that be to have that tool. So no, you have to scare them into wanting that. And now
you could do all of that without giving them a dangerous vaccine, though, couldn't you? But that doesn't rest on the vaccine being dangerous.
Well, you could, and that's when you have to be curious. There are many agendas that are coming together. So if there is an agenda
also,
to repopulate, if there
I think
is
there's a serious depopulation agenda, but they won't do it themselves, so they're letting you do it to yourself.
I'm already doing it to myself.
Maybe,
I think there's plenty of evidence for that.
I think that I am of the opinion that it's part of the scenario. If you put together a virus scenario, there has to be a vaccine. But this vaccine is anything more than salted water, like John was saying. Maybe he's right on this. It's just saline water, and that's about it. And it's just that it's part of that scenario, and if they don't say that there is a vaccine or anything, people will start to react in a way that they don't want them to react. Maybe it's just part of that scenario, and everything is going according to plan, and they just inject people with whatever, and people are happy, and since there is no virus, there's no problem.
Oh, I think there's a problem. I see it everywhere. I mean, people are getting anxious and frustrated, and it's just, it's gonna explode into illness of some sort, whether they you get a vaccine or not. I think it's all part of the plan. There's so many angles that they're using.
People are sick with worry, and if you believe that stress, mental stress, is a high contributor to illness, then
absolutely.
There's no doubt that this is causing all of that. All of that. It's creating infinite numbers of horizontal disconnections between people.
Right.
On every single level. Like just my buddy that I'm not really great friends with just saying he won't see me face-to-face or anyone else who's not vaccinated. Well, I said, well, good. I guess we won't be seeing each other. And I'll just limit my conversation and we'll probably just end at that until the rest of the time. And that's happening 1,000 times a second around the world.
Well, in certain respects, that's a good thing. We don't have to suffer all these idiot people anymore. For myself, I was thinking about it. It's like, that's a good thing. Now we can just be friends with people that are not so ridiculous. Because, you know, quite frankly, those overeducated people, they're always talking down to you and pretending like you're stupid. So, you know, I don't need to deal with them anymore. That works for me.
Could it be possible that the whole virus Ponzi scheme is a deflection from something else? In my knowledge, in America, is vaccination required for young children?
They're working on it for this particular vaccination, but you need vaccinations to go to school.
That's right. That's what I meant. So if this vaccination is against fertility, they could just vaccinate the young children, and nobody would notice it. So I think it's a deflection from something else, like war. War is also a deflection from, like, economic problems.
You're going for a walk there, Ab. Sounds like in the middle of a blizzard.
Oh, it's windy out here, and it is cold. Sorry, guys. Let me just mute. I forgot.
Well, yeah, I definitely think it's multi-layered. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. There's so many agendas that are being pushed forward, as saying, you know, just the old people that they want to get rid of because they're too expensive for all the hospital, you know, overload, whatever. There's the financial thing where, you know, the money system is out of control and they got to do something about that. It's just so multi-layered. It's crazy. There's so many angles to look at. And it is overwhelming when you think about it.
Can I ask you a question? When you're not here at Fakeologist or on similar Discord or whatever, how much time in a day do you spend thinking about vaccines or the virus or whatever?
Not very many. I agree with you. It would be great to think about something else. I would like to think about how I'm going to deal with, you know, not participating. That's what I think about basically. Cause I go out and I see all the people with their masks. And like I said, you talk to all these idiot people who, you know, are, it's funny because you can ask them questions and they'll just like tell you, regurgitate what they heard on the news. Like, and the two things they always talk about is, how grateful they are for the polio vaccine and what happened in, you know, 1918 with the Spanish flu.
Well, the reason I ask is just because unless I'm at a place like this or I'm listening to podcasts from this scene, it sure doesn't take up any of my attention at all. And sometimes I wonder, like, if that's actually pretty common, people just seem to focus on it in this environment because that's what everyone's focused on. No, in their real life, they're just going on with life, you know.
People are telling me that they're getting the vaccine and asking, you know, to me, it's like they are getting excited because they think everything's going back to normal. And when I see things like this Oregon thing that I just talked about earlier, it's like, you know, it just drives me crazy. It upsets me. But yeah, if I don't come on the Discord, I will not think about this stuff. I have other things at my home that I deal with.
Do you think that this whole thing could maybe end this year if many people get vaccinated? Because I think there will be many people that
not
get
a chance. Not a chance. They've already said it's not going to end. They already said the vaccinations will not end any of the symptoms.
The mutations.
Yeah. The variants are infinite. What does that mean to you? It's not going to end until Agenda 2030 is in place. And that's going to take 10 years to crush all the businesses.
Well, obviously they're throwing this out to the mainstream too, because when I, even like months ago when I was arguing with my sister about the stupid masks, she said, I don't care if we have to wear masks for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Today I heard that Wisconsin Supreme Court canceled the national mask requirement.
That's right. I did read that too. Was that for the whole nation or just for Wisconsin?
For the whole nation.
Huh. I guess I missed that.
They canceled the mandate in Texas and everybody's still wearing the masks and all the businesses are still having to
wear
them.
Exactly. It's like the businesses have taken over now and are running with it.
Corporations run most everything anyway, so it makes sense.
Well, just going back
sorry, Frank, you go.
No, it's just essentially there is no end to this. There's really, you know, this is the end play, isn't it?
That's what I was going to say. Going back to the question of is this going to go away this year? I mean, maybe. We don't know. But I don't think so, man. I think this is the new normal. I think the lockdowns come, they go. The masks come, they go. The vaccines might come. What are they going to do? I mean, this is just how it is now, I think. I don't see this changing anytime.
Yeah. I mean, if you go back to, I was listening to a Crow episode, and they were talking about how they've been doing this stuff for so long. It's like outrageous. When you think about back in the 1900s, they started the whole thing, you know, Ab, I think you remember about how they started with the whole peak oil thing back in the early 1900s, you know. And the oil, I don't even think they've been pulling the oil out for that long up to that point, but they already started the whole, you know, we're going to run out of oil, blah, blah, blah. And yet then they created this whole car industry where all these cars are running around with oil. And, you know, so they put it, but then they put us this dinosaur theory in our head and, oh, there's, you know, we're going to run out of this gas. And, you know, then you go to the 70s where we were standing in line for gas on, you know, your odd or even day. I mean, it's just, they just push us with their narratives and everybody believes it and does.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
So my name is Robbie Parker, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Robbie!
Who was that Robbie Parker?
Robbie Parker. There's another one. Anyway, it's just like they're constantly giving us, feeding these stories, you know, to push us in a certain direction, where they want us to go and what, you know, what they want.
Yeah.
Their world, their playground, it's their playground, and we just get pushed around the way they want us to go. And it seems, you know, this particular thing, you know, that they're doing. I mean, you had it in the wars, you know, to push people in different areas, but it just seems to, you know, this one is like, oh, we're just going to put everybody in the same bucket this time and push everybody.
So now I have to ask you my favorite question, Purple Play. Who, in your view, is they?
Well, whoever's at the very top of this money pile, because we talked about the money. I think it has to do with the money as well as the, you know,
so who do you think is at the top of the money pile?
Well, I was listening to this Australian the other day on The Crow, and he said it was the Vatican.
Yes, absolutely.
That was his.
That's his, a fact. I think that's an established fact.
Yeah, because they've got all the money and they are evil.
And what's your view about why the Vatican is evil?
Well, I've watched a few of those from TV, of course. Where do we get all our information from, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, again, I was thinking about this the other day, too. Yeah, we get all these narratives from here, from there. Who knows if it's, you know, the Vatican per se, or maybe it's just somebody who's, you know, hiding behind the Vatican.
If I was running the world, I would tell you. I would tell you who's behind it. I wouldn't tell you I'm behind it. That would be insane.
Exactly.
I think the Vatican is just another huge organization that looks all powerful, but I don't believe anything that's propagated widely, to be honest with you.
But except that in law, it appears that's where the roads all lead to, isn't it? Roads lead to Rome.
They were the ones that gave us our birth certificates and put us on the stock market.
Yeah, and they're the ones that have the papal bull claiming ownership of all souls on earth, living souls.
Right. Treaty of
Verona. Just to clarify for many people, in law, a living soul is the combination of a body and a spirit. Some people have the view that a soul is somehow separate from or a different thing to the, you know, it's like a spirit. It's easy to get confused, but in law, it is without dispute that a soul, a living soul, is a living person, a living man or woman.
Well, so you're saying spirit and soul are the same thing?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that you have a living body and you have a spirit. The body is perishable. The spirit is potentially everlasting, depending on how you go at Judgment Day. And soul is the combination of the body and the spirit.
Okay.
Another one of the things in confusion. It doesn't really matter what people say spiritually. In law, a living soul, a soul, is what I just said. So just for people's information, and I'm happy to be, if people can contradict me on that, I would be happy to hear that, but I think you'll find that I'm correct. The idea of what a living soul is very simple when you understand in those terms. And it's interesting that the Mayday call, SOS, Save Our Souls, sort of vanished at the time where that understanding of what a soul was also started to disappear from the language.
That's interesting. Yeah. I think that guy from Empowering Solutions was the one that I was listening to. Yeah. So I've been listening to all their law things from Crow. That stuff is powerful.
Are you a member of Crow Purple Play?
Yes, I am.
Do you recommend the extra hour or whatever?
Oh, yes. Yes. Well,
okay, good.
Particularly, yes, with these law series things, because there's so much, it's like a whole nother level of being, basically. Like Frank said, you figure out really who you are and how much power you really have in terms of the way that they talk, you know, they put you down on a piece of paper as a dead person, your all caps person, you know, we've been hearing about that for so long, but in reality, you know, you are a living man. You're not a person. You're a living man or woman. And those two are entirely separate. So.
Yeah. Oh, we've heard that for quite a while in the Truth Community. Hey, Frank, I just remember when planes used to crash. You remember the days of back in the maybe 10, 20 years ago when planes were constantly crashing? I remember them always saying 300 souls were lost. I think they use that for ship terms as well when maritime disasters.
Yes, they do, yes.
Souls were lost, yeah.
Yes. And that disappeared. It's basically disappeared from the language.
Right, yeah.
The Frank, whole idea of SOS is gone.
So, Frank, do you think... With the this whole COVID stuff, I guess, you know, they have all these remedies, right? But do you think they're working now to block that?
Well, that's my view about what the injection's about. I think it, you know, because they do a DNA modification.
Okay.
I think it has an effect on your status as a living man or woman.
That well, you mean just in the theoretical point of view, because do you think there's even DNA that can be modified? Because I don't.
Oh, sorry. I don't.
Another spy up.
So, yeah, I'm completely agree with you about that whole thing. I just think it's an attempt. Yeah.
So yeah, they're using another myth to create another myth on top of a myth. So that's the way they're going to have some kind of ownership.
And these guys constantly talk about perfecting their solution, you know, and that's what they're trying to do always, is to try and perfect their hold.
Yeah, their control over you, yeah. They want to just lock it up in so many ways. You can't, they're basically just throwing a straitjacket over you and not giving you the key to get out of it.
It's really all in our minds.
Except that there is remedy
always
provided.
It's all in your head, though. Right.
Well, not really. The legal framework, I think, is there at this stage. As far as I can tell, I wrote to the Prime Minister to establish my ability to not have vaccination, and that appeared to have worked. I deal with police.
But is that going to allow you to get on an airplane?
Well, I'm yet to find that out. So the answer is I don't know, but I don't see why it won't. I know already for children of parents that don't wish to have their children vaccinated, these remedies have worked for them in getting their children to school, in Australia anyway, in Victoria.
Well, this is a long, got a long road to hoe. Getting back to who are they, Frank? Frank, have you looked into the Sabbatean Franks?
Yeah, so you and I have spoken about that. Yeah, I think all of those... things, but in the end, they boil down, in my opinion, to the one outcome. It's the biblical truth.
Yeah, no, but you were just saying the Vatican, but I don't think.
Yeah, but again, they're all connected. I think, aren't they?
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, you have to make use of the people on the top. They have networks at their own level. I think that's a level for sure.
And the Vatican and the rule of basically the inversion of the rule of Christ is how the Vatican has achieved its control. And the Sabbateans have used the Vatican to cement that.
Right, and they hide behind the Jewish faith, and they make sure that the Jewish faith is untouchable because they constantly tell the Jewish faith, those very small percentage of the world, that they're under attack, which would give them a level of protection from being talked about, looked about. So yeah, I would hide myself behind the most persecuted, whether it's real or not, minority in the whole world. That's where I would hide. Great place to hide. Don't look,
So again, I think that model of how the world works is pretty reasonable. It certainly helps me deal with my day-to-day life, you know, much more effectively than it has in the past. I think the model of understanding Roman law, I mean, really, it combines all the elements that Maxwell Jordan used to talk about, you know, in my opinion, slightly deceptively, but I think it's all pretty helpful. And once you have that idea that you're protected in the Bible and through law, if you have an understanding of what a living soul is, you know, I think you can get a long way down the track for getting Dave J's comforter mechanism going. You know, Christ is the comforter.
Yeah.
Hey, don't want to change the subject, but just quickly before I go, I listened to that chat that you had with the guy from the Canadian People's Party.
Oh, thank you, John.
And it was a terrific chat. That's two fantastic chats from you in a row.
I appreciate that. You find a good guest, you don't have to do much to make it good. You just have to let them talk, which is not easy for me to do. But certain people, like, both of them, those two people are very eloquent, and you have to interrupt to get your question in because they can go on a continuous rant, which is great. But I had about 10 questions. I couldn't get them in because I didn't want to interrupt. And then the topic changes, and then I can't ask the question, or the question is left behind because we've moved on. So, yeah, they're very super eloquent people.
Did I misunderstand, or were you kind of suggesting to him that his party leader is controlled opposition?
I was asking him if he thought that, because I think that they're all working together at the top. And he said he is not. He doesn't think he is. And then I just said, well, if he really wants to be known, then he should do what you're doing. Do a broadcast every night. There's nothing stopping him from getting his message out, other than YouTube shutting down channels. But if I really wanted to broadcast every night, I'd hire Tim Osman to constantly put YouTube channels up for me. I would pay someone just to do that. I would hire Tim Osman. He's one of the best at getting everything back up. So if this party leader really wanted his message out, and he really wanted to make a difference and differentiate himself from the rest of the pack, if he really wanted to do that, he could. But he doesn't. So therefore, I contend he's controlled.
What were you expecting old mate who you were chatting with to say? Like, were you expecting to say, like, live on your show, oh yeah, the leader of my party is controlled opposition? Like, where did you expect that part of the conversation to go?
Well, first of all, I didn't even know if he knew what controlled opposition was. He says he did, which is why I like the guy, because he really understands almost everything I talk about. I don't know if he's in the media fakery, but he understands the Great Reset. I figured he would not think he controlled opposition, but then he couldn't really give any evidence that he wasn't, because the guy's from the establishment. His father, the party leader's father, was in the political establishment. So it just says to me that this guy is no outsider whatsoever. No outsider at all. And insiders have much more to benefit by keeping the system going than anyone from the outside. So even if he doesn't agree in public, I think it's now in his mind. So maybe at least he thinks he's considering it.
I think maybe Purple Play is Googling him right now, typing away.
Sorry, I just got, I'll mute.
John is very good keeping the audio clean, which I appreciate.
Well, I try my best, because I'm a listener. I'm probably one of the main listeners to the show.
You are.
But yeah, two good shows in a row, Ab. Very impressive.
I appreciate it.
What did you think
that,
overall? When you finished your chat with him, did you leave thinking that this guy's the real deal? Or are you suspicious of him while you're speaking
to him? No, this guy I like. I think he's the real deal. He speaks too much truth. You see, he was good. I would talk to him again tomorrow. He actually had to go. He already told me when we started that he had a 10 o'clock prior commitment, because I asked him just that day to come on. I don't like waiting around. I just ask someone I like. I said, can you come on today? Because I don't like the anticipation. It makes me crazy. If I asked him to come on in 2 weeks, then it would just occupy my mind. So I said, let's just have a conversation now while I'm thinking about it, because I don't want to wait. So he came right on, which is great.
My favorite part of the chat was towards the end, where you were both kind of agreeing that it's basically inevitable, and, you know, if you want to look at it as doom, it's kind of, you know, a doomy situation. And then he said, even if he's in the gulags, he's still going to be selling cigarettes, trying to rally the troops. And then you said that you'd meet him there, and I thought, that's, you know, that's nice. Like, I don't think he's deluded about what he's doing. I don't think he's, like, he's not putting out this fake message of, oh, we're going to save the world. Like, I think he's pretty realistic. And I like his attitude. I liked him.
Well, if you look him up, he does do videos. He does go out in minus 25 with a wind, plus a wind weather where he lives. He lives in one of the colder places in Canada. And he did do some time. He did get the tickets. obviously he has time and money to get all this done. So he walks the walk. He did drive across the west coast of Canada, which is a long drive. He did all that, so he is a real, he does put his money where his mouth is. He's obviously far better at it than I am, but I have two more commitments. Maybe he doesn't. But he does walk the walk, so you have to appreciate anyone like that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I have to go, so thank you for the work you've been doing lately. But, yeah, next time
you
do a show, I'll be tuning in. And, yeah.
No, I appreciate you.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
JohnLevon.com. Who's left on the call? Let me look. John asked good question. We have Dr. Fusterclough, Purple Play, and Xyphus on the call. Xyphus, you're unmuted. Would you like to talk? I think you cut out, Xyphus. Can you try again?
I don't...
You're not coming through, Xyphus. Maybe lower your noise gate on your device. Maybe you're clipping. Your audio is clipping. I just hear the first syllable, unless it's my end. How about Dr. Fusterclough? Can you hear? Purple
Hi,
Play?
Ed. How's it going?
It's going. How are you, Dr. Fusterclough?
It's going.
Okay. Your audio is very good.
All right. I hope there's some traffic around. I hope it's not too bad.
Hi, I'm Chad from Northern California.
Priya.
Hi, this is Errol C. Naeem.
Rick from Pomacori.
Dominic.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Dr. Fusterclough, are you still in Oklahoma? Where the grass grows green?
For the moment, I'm waiting to get my van out of the shop. Getting a new water pump.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure where I'm headed. I've got to work in about 3 weeks, so I've got some time to entertain myself, I suppose.
Wow.
Might have to go see what Xyphus is up to. I believe Xyphus lives nearby.
I think he's Texas.
Do we have any other Texas listeners?
It's hard to tell. I think I talked to Human Vibration was in Texas. I don't know where in Texas.
I saw that posted. I still need to listen to that one.
Hey, can you guys hear me now?
Yes, Xyphus.
Does it sound okay? Yeah, sorry. I was on push to talk, and that doesn't work on my phone very well.
Yeah, you're great. Now you're great.
Doctor, what's going on, man?
Not too much. I'm getting a new water pump, and then I'll have some time off.
I listened to you today on another call. You're in Oklahoma City right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I left Amarillo this morning. I'm headed to Elk City tonight.
All right.
And Oklahoma City tomorrow.
Did you pick up your free 72-ounce steak?
No, I actually thought about going there, but I didn't go to the Big Texan.
There's a place where you get, if you can eat this giant steak in 45 minutes, it's a free steak, so.
That doesn't sound like a great idea.
Quite a spectacle.
Does that sound like a good idea?
It's not a good idea.
No.
72 ounces of meat, a salad, I think you have to, kind of sides you have to eat, and then you get free.
It can be done. They've given away a bunch of them, I think. It's like a pizza-sized steak.
I've
seen them try it. I haven't seen anybody do it, but I've seen people try it.
Oh, yeah.
That just doesn't seem like a great thing to promote.
That's how they promote themselves on the highway. It says, there's the sign says, free 72-ounce steak. And then...
How much is it?
And fine. What's that?
That's got to be about $200.
Yeah.
I knew how much it was. It's over $100. I forget what they said. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you can't eat it, then you have to.
You still have to pay for it.
Yeah, unless you eat it.
No. I don't see how there's any enjoyment eating a good piece of steak that fast, because I like to roll it around in my mouth. I just don't. It doesn't seem like a good idea.
I don't think it's about enjoying it as much as getting your picture taken and being like t-shirts.
No. It's a spectacle, yeah. There's a special booth that has, like, chicken wire around it, and there's a big timer, and,
Yeah, getting your picture taken with the EMT carting you away.
That's what happened
to me.
Sure,
that's been done.
I feel like I would
die.
Amarillo,
Texas.
what is it, four, how many pounds of meat is that, man? That's just unreal.
Six.
Ugh.
6 pounds of meat, that's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like eating a baby. Bro.
Well, next time I'm going that way, I'll
say that.
Just trying to think of what 6 pounds is. I don't even know how much a cat weighs. Maybe a cat is a few pounds.
Newborn babies are typically, that's the average size.
Well, that's what I meant. That's why I said that.
Who said that? That's very sad. No, who said that they were, well, never mind.
Anyone in Texas knows of this place. I've heard of it too.
Yeah, it's a big place, and there's kind of decorated country western. There's a like platform in the middle of the dining area where the spectacle occurs.
Yeah,
I've been there a few times, and I've seen a couple people try it, but the most I've seen is like maybe half of the meat gone, and they've given up.
Yeah,
I think the one that's eaten the most was it was a lady, I think, and she ate multiple. She ate more than one.
Bill Gates must hate that place. Because Bill Gates wants you eating bugs and fake meat. Bill Gates must want to destroy that place as soon as possible. It must be his absolute pinnacle of disgust.
I wonder what Bill Gates eats. Isn't he buying up a bunch of, like, ranch land and stuff, I heard?
That's the narrative. He's going to let his Covidians roam freely on it.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if anything about him is even true. Or if he's just a character on the big TV show.
Well, we've known of him a long time.
He's also responsible for Windows Vista, so that doesn't...
He's responsible for all Windows. Like, he's responsible for stealing software and monetizing it.
Especially that one.
You know, you still can get free software. It still exists. My blog is run on free software. Collaboration. Why should Windows... Just took free software and packaged it. So he's not well liked in the community.
Yeah, he supposedly stole his ideas and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's just what I heard. I don't know. I never looked into it.
Yeah, he doesn't deny. That's part of the official story. He doesn't deny it. He says it himself, what he did. And he's
they
proud of it.
They don't have to deny very much anymore. They can just pretend like everything's fine.
There's a picture of the steak.
Purple Play found the steak.
Nice.
Steak is on live stream notes. Somebody posted these.
Oh, wow.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, there it is.
72 ounces.
Yeah, good luck with that.
What part of the cow is it? What kind of steak?
I'm not sure.
Is it making you hungry, Ev?
No, actually. My favorite steak is beef tenderloin, and I cut it into really super thin slices, and I sear it for a minute aside, and then it's done. It's a two-minute steak, and it just melts in your mouth.
That's filet mignon?
Yeah, tenderloin, yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, I don't need to chew the bottom of a shoe to enjoy steak. I just want it to... literally melt in my mouth. I have a couple small pieces, and that's enough. It's quality for me over quantity.
Ribeye steak is good, too, that way. And you don't need to eat a lot of it, but
no,
I guess you probably don't want the bone. And actually, you could just eat that for a few days, too, depending on...
Yeah, I don't need much. I don't need much.
There may be a ribeye in my future.
Yeah, ribeyes are good
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go to, if you're in Oklahoma City, doctor, you need to go to Cattleman's.
Yeah.
You ever been there?
That's a little pricey.
It is.
Yeah, they have good. Yeah, they've got good steak.
George Bush Sr. was apparently, that's their claim to fame, that was his favorite place or something like that.
That's probably the most famous restaurant of Oklahoma City.
Yeah, it probably is.
It's in Cowtown. It's in...
Sounds familiar. Did they have those in California?
There are other Cattlemen's around, but I don't think they're related. I know Fort Worth has one that's pretty famous, too, but I've never tried it. I don't think they're affiliated, though. That's what I was told.
Mm.
Cattlemen's, though, man, I love that place. Whatever they do to their steak is amazing.
Yeah, Zyphus, we'll have to meet up here in the next. I've got some time off here, so sounds like you're close.
Yeah, man, for sure. How long are you going to be there?
I have another concert in about 3 weeks, so.
But you, let me. You going to be free tomorrow or the next day, maybe? Maybe in the morning on Saturday?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I'll be around. Got the car in the shop, but I can figure something out.
You can take the bus.
Well, I got a car here. I can pick you up or whatever. Let me see what my schedule is. I'll DM you something, get your phone number.
Yeah, sounds good.
Cool.
Hey, Dr. Foster Clark, did you know Rich from Arizona?
Yes.
Okay, because he's going to come on soon and we're going to chat. He wanted to talk about Chris. So you're welcome to join in if you want whenever that happens.
All righty. How's he doing?
He seems okay. I didn't speak with him. He emailed me. He said there's been enough time that has passed, and he's willing to discuss.
All righty.
So that's about it. I thought
see how that goes. Appreciate you telling me that.
Yeah. I'll just send you a message when I know something. If Rich is listening, you can schedule at any time. He knows where I am. Sunday to Thursday, I'm at the studio at 8:30 Eastern. He said that's a tough time because he's in the West, so that's dinner time for him with his children.
Yep. I've been to his, I've met his kids and been to his house. And
yeah, okay. I thought there was a link.
Rich and John Adams was there too, and we had a nice time.
Yeah. Do you ever hear from John Adams anymore?
I have not.
Under the radar, huh? He was good chatter. Did you ever listen to John Adams, Zyphus?
Oh, yeah, all the time on Huxlisters call. I never called in or talked to him personally or anything, but I heard him lots of times.
Yeah, smart guy.
Yeah, very smart.
Wonder if he'll return.
All right, guys, I got to make a phone call, but it was nice chatting with y'all. Doctor, I will send you a message, sir.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, take it easy, man.
Take care.
Yeah, I got to jump off, too. It's time to take my puppy for a walk, so. It's good to talk to everyone.
All right.
Have a happy, happy Easter.
Yes.
Easter weekend, whatever. See ya.
All right. Kiss that puppy for me.
Bye.
You still here, Frank? All right. Sayonara.
That's all, folks.